If you wanted to survey the history of rock and roll guitar, where would you start? This is where Alex Chadwick started. He's a guitarist, not the voice many of you know from public radio. This Alex Chadwick sells guitars at the Chicago Music Exchange, and his video of 100 guitar riffs has gone completely viral. It begins with Chet Atkins' Mr. Sandman from 1953, and it launches into this blistering medley of iconic licks, from Link Wray's Rumble to Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water, all the way to number 100, St. Vincent's Cruel. Alex Chadwick joins us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Alex, welcome.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
And we should say, I mean, as we were sort of hearing, it goes fluidly from one riff to the next in this 12-minute opus. I mean, it's all in one take. How did you come up with this list of songs? That must have been tough.
Yeah, that was tough. There's a lot of lists of, you know, greatest rock songs or greatest riffs that magazines and other musicians have compiled over the years. It was a combination of that and just kind of our favorite riffs at the store, and then we did a little bit of history, a little bit of historical fact finding with Billboard charts and that sort of thing.
Let's listen to a stretch of the music just to kind of hear how these songs all follow one another and come together. Crazy. I have the list of what we heard. That was Dick Dale's Miserloo, Safari's Wipeout, Beatles' Day Tripper, The Who's Can't Explain, and Rolling Stone's Satisfaction, which I'm sure a lot of us recognize. That's amazing. I mean, it sounds like those songs sort of belong together, those riffs.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they all kind of spring from the same well, and those artists were building, I think, off of each other over time. So, it kind of does work naturally.
Is there a transition you're particularly proud of?
Yeah. The Sweet Home Alabama into Walk This Way. That was my favorite little light bulb moment. I meant to finish the whole riff for Sweet Home Alabama, and instead, I just kind of stumbled into the opening riff for Aerosmith, and it so happened that the two movements were similar enough in structure and musicality that it could be the same song.
Working in a guitar shop, I guess you know, people must come in and play riffs. Are there some that you're just totally sick of hearing?
You know, I've been doing this for a while now, so it's just kind of background noise at this point.
Well, one reason I ask is there's that famous scene from Wayne's World where they're in a guitar shop and the sign says "No Stairway to Heaven," and sure enough, you did not put "Stairway to Heaven" on your list. I mean, is that some kind of law of the land for guitar salesmen?
At least since that movie came out, it seems to be. Yeah, you're right. That was the exact reason we left it out of the video.
Hey. No stairway denied.
And again, you denied them too. It's Alex Chadwick. He's the guitarist featured in the video 100 Guitar Riffs, A Brief History of Rock and Roll. You can see it on our website, npr.org. And Alex joined us from WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, David.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.